Motzi Shabbos, and Havdalah.
If you didn't make Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos, you can make Havdalah. You have time. You have time. Make Havdalah until Tuesday. That's what he says. Now, Rabbi Yosef says, you know, you're not allowed to eat before you make Havdalah. What if you forgot to make Havdalah? The minute you remember you forgot, you're not allowed to eat. It's not like, oh, it's over. No, no. You have to make Havdalah now. As soon as possible. Fine.
You can drink water, right?
We
have water.
Huh? Water is machlokis. Api it's fine. Api kabbalah is not a good idea. We saw a little bit why yesterday. Fine. After Motzi Shabbos, no brachas except Hagafen and Hamad ben Kor Sofol. No b'samim, no ish. We lose that. We hold, the Misagura holds, that you make Breper Gofen and Hamavdil. The Benish Chai says Hamavdil is not so clear whether you can make, so don't say the shame of Malchus, just think it. We don't hold that way though. In other words, the Misagura is certainly Mako. Ravadi probably also says. Have in mind, fine. Again, Mr. Buhr says you make it. He says, Havdalah of Yom Tov, I'm not sure whether, but he says it doesn't have.
Now, what about Shabbos Havdalah to Yom Tov?
Shabbos Havdalah to Yom Tov, presumably till Tuesday. Presumably till Tuesday. If you wait until Monday Yom Tov, though, it gets complicated. Presumably you make only one. But the Todienu, the Batodina that one says during Kiddush, if you didn't make Kiddush on Yom Tov night, for whatever reason, he's in the hospital, right? He wasn't conscious either. So he wakes up, now he has to make Kiddush and Havdalah, it's the morning of Yom Tov. So he makes the Kiddush from last night, and he makes the Havdalah part of it too. That's all.
So if you're going straight from
Shabbos to Yom Tov,
Shabbos to Yom Tov,
yeah,
then you, what do you do?
Well, there's a whole prayer you say. There's a special prayer. The Todienu we say in Shmoneh Esrei. And there's a special addition to the Kiddush. You know, there's an addition to the Kiddush of Yom Tov. We just say, Havdalah. You do Eish also. You do the fire. You don't need to do the sun. You do the fire. That's what you do. The next day, I don't think, presumably you don't do the fire. You just do the Havdalah. You do from before. Like from last night. You make up the Kiddush. It's said, presumably. It's the same thing. As far as I know, Shabbos, for sure you do that. And presumably, Yom Tov is the same, as far as I remember. He says, Yom Tov, there's no way to make up, he says. If you missed that Yom Tov, it's not clear by us, it couldn't even have maybe 3 days. Once the night's over, it's over. Ravad just said you could make it on Sunday. We're not so clear, as far as I remember, it could be 3 days. It's not clear by us. From the Mishnah Berurah's perspective.
Now, what about Yom Tov to Shabbos?
Yom Tov Shabbos, there is no Havdalah. You just went up in Kedusha. You don't have to discern that there's a difference now. There's been a lowering. There's been no lowering. It's only been even Shabbos to Yom Tov, you say Amad Ben Kodesh to Kodesh, holy to holy, but there's still a difference.
But you not make Havdalah.
Huh?
You not make Havdalah Yom Tov when the Shabbat is coming.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Because it went up. No, because it goes up. You don't have to be Amad Tov.
But after Shabbos is over, comes down. Everyone up comes down.
After Shabbos is over, so then the Yom Tov and the Shabbos, you deal with one Havdalah.
Then what?
You deal with one Havdalah. So when I deal with, when I have Shabbos after Yom Tov, so it's like this. You know, we can talk about even in terms of chassidus. Very simple. Yom Tov and Havdalah in general, it's to tell the difference between where I'm holding and where other people are holding in terms of understanding how to relate to them. This person is a great tzaddik. This person is in the middle. This person is this way. This person is that way. I have to figure out where a person is really holding. Where are they really holding? Who are they really? Where are you really? Who are you really? And that's the question. And that includes a lot of different things. Like, we'll see the passage of joy a little bit, Bez Hashem, about How do you know where you really are? But we have to go from our perspective. We, you know, this person is this, this person is holding here, this person is holding there, let's make a dollar. But you know, there's a difference, you know. Hafrasha, Havdalah, Havtaka. The Baal Shem Tov says there's three different bechinas. Hafrasha, Havdalah, and Havtaka. First of all, you have to separate yourself out. Right? I separate myself, like, from what I'm thinking, is this proper, isn't it proper? I sort of pull back, and I think. I have to work out the mavdil, discern, is this fitting, isn't this fitting, who am I, where am I? Right? So you have like this. But if Nassim says it clearly, it's in the Degel, I think, also, it's in other clinic writings. What do you do when you have a bad thought? It seems like there's a contradiction. Someone's actually asking this. He says, on the one hand, Rabbi Nachman says, you have a bad thought, think of something else till it goes away.
What?
Think of something else till it goes away. You know, like he said, you can't keep one thought and instead two thoughts at the same time. It's a train of thought, like a clock, tick, tick, tick. Just bring something else to mind and it'll go away. On the other hand, the Degel says, if you have a thought, you should figure out where it's from and pick up the supernal source. I'm sorry. So, what are you doing? Which are you doing? Do you throw it away? So I told him, as far as I remember, there's a difference. Might be in the Kamarna explicitly, I think, that there's a difference between if you're at Sunday or not. And then later, Rav Nassim says the same thing. Very often when I say, see here, see there, it's Rav Nassim. A lot of the best stuff is just mamash explicitly Rav Nassim, or between the lines of Rav Nassim, you don't, later you're like, oh right, that's where it comes from. I don't remember it. No, I say it, it's not really high, since Rav Nassim is giving us all these incredible ideas. So, when you're able to separate out and see what's right, what's wrong, you can figure out what to do. So if you're a tzaddik, if you're a mechinas tzaddik in the story, even, it's not going to drag you down. You can think, what's a supernal source? And pick it up that way. The Degel says, it's telling you, please fix me. Help me. Okay, you have a chance to help. He said, but if you're on the level where you're, it's dragging you down, he said, just think something else and get rid of it. You're not on the level. So you have to become dull. So there's a difference between a regular person, chol, and a tzaddik. The person who's tzaddik, he's really holding a place where we're not there. To know that this means tremendously pure. It's not so simple to be in such a level. So you have this bechina of knowing. So there's bechina Abdullah between Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's Abdullah between Shabbos and the weekday. Yom Tov and weekday, there are different levels. Different levels of where a person's holding. Where a person's holding. Like we have the Maharal explains that Shabbos is Me'il Abdullah. Shabbos represents the next world. And Yom Tov is the middle stage of Tchias HaMeisim, like you have this bechina of like you're on the way with the resurrection, different aspects. And it's the same thing. There's one tzaddik who really brings the next world into this world. He's Shabbos for him. Everything is Hashem, everything. There's another tzaddik who's this tzaddik, he's a real tzaddik. He has the ability to revive the dead. He like gives life force to people who are the furthest place. But he's not on the level of the tzaddik Shmuel Habba. He's not there at all. He's just not. It's not all mamish. Shem Shemayim on that level. He's on a lower level. He can give chiz, give vitality to people. He's a level of resurrection of the dead. Excellent, but he's not holding a place where everything is male level. There are different levels. You don't really know. You know who, where you're holding, who you're holding. You know, you have to know yourself. You know, it's very often you have, again, a person, especially this voters, we have to know about the dangers of this voters. You have to be very careful. Hashem is talking to me, and he's also not talking to me. I'm also talking to me. That's the problem. I think I am. This is what Hashem wants, and maybe not. Maybe not. Even if I have the greatest reason in the world, maybe not. That's why Rav Nachman says one of the biggest prerequisites for real exposures is I'm not sure of myself. Things that I know about, I need to become more sure, I need to work on my confidence, fine. But in terms of another person or what I should do, I don't feel like, Hashem, please shine the truth to me. I don't know what to do. If you think you know, he says very often you're just faking yourself out, you're just lying to yourself. So if you're able to tell the difference between Mavdil, Havdalah, what's really Hashem, and what is this? It's all the chin of Abdullah. Knowing where I'm holding, knowing who I am. Right? The Kamana, he was. They went to do business with the non-Jews. They're buying stuff and dealing with them all day. It was a long summer day. It was like 8 hours or something. 8 or 9 hours. Tadav Mincha. Maybe even more. Maybe longer. Who knows? So however many hours, I'm just fatigued. And one of the younger brother davened a very long, heartfelt Mincha. So he was done. The older brother said, listen, are you sure you weren't like, maybe, like, what were you doing with that? Sometimes you're dealing with someone, you feel so good about yourself, you feel so this. You have to know, first of all, where you're holding. If you're in some place where you think you're picking up sparks, I mean, are you really? She said, no, no. And the whole time we dealt with the non-Jews, I was feeling these sparks, and I picked them up. You have to know where you really are. If you think you're there and you're not there. So, of course I'm angry. I'm channeling something. Well, you're not channeling something. You think you're channeling something. It's like, and again, the Rebbe, I have with the Rebbe, even Tzaddikim, the person does that Abdallah. One time I said, the Rebbe, I saw Matat. This angel Matat, I saw him. So the Rebbe said, yeah, what does it look like? So he started describing what he saw. He said, you saw something, but not the Matat. He's way, way ahead of where you were. He's not where you were. You have to know where you're holding. You have to know, really, where am I? That's Abdallah. So if there's a Shabbos, Abdallah I need when I'm lowered, I went down a level, right? So now it's a weekday. Whoa. What's the Mishnah Yom Tov on weekday? We'll figure it out. Yom Tov is the foundation of the world. What is Yom Tov? How is Yom Tov? Wonderful. But Shabbos is Me'el Habov. The whole world is recreated, including Yom Tov for Shabbos. Great. I have to be able to figure it out. But from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you just pick me up. I see even higher things. Great, I'm in an even higher place. Wonderful. What could be wrong? What do I need to... I don't need a discernment now. I feel it. I should hopefully feel it. Hopefully. It's a different level. So that's the union of the difference. There's no Abdullah between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yom Tov and Shabbos. Shabbos after Yom Tov because Shabbos is higher. Shabbos and Yom Tov, I have to see, what did I lose? Where am I now? And Shabbos or Yom Tov, the weekly, for sure, I have to see, what I lose, where am I now? What's in between the profane? What's in between not profane? Where am I really? Who am I really? What am I supposed to do? What should I be doing? Should I be trying to daven 4 hours a day? Should I be davening a half hour a day? What am I supposed to do? I don't know what it is. And you know, you meet people and they go, I don't know, this is... Either he's way off and he thinks, you know, this guy, this is Buddhist. He said, no, none of these rabbis know what they're talking about. They're all, you know, only we know. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry, but that's not likely true. I'm like, come on. This one doesn't know that one. He's not abreast of her. He's far away. He's like, come on, you know what you're talking about. Who are you talking about? Ever meet him? Nah, I mean, the person's like in a dream world. He's doing his photos, drunk in his dream. Okay, I feel bad for him. Sorry for him. Because his photos is not the way, it's not a complete experience. Maybe he has a Shiva Das, maybe he's has mental tranquility. Wonderful, great, surrounding, excellent. But like, there's a certain point where you're just fooling yourself. And you think, and what's really talking? Something else. You don't know. Because I do his photos, you do his photos. You're supposed to be searching for the truth. The more you search, the more you'll find. But if you're not searching, if you know, or if you're not really, really exploring and trying to find the truth, you will not find it. We have too much, there's too many gears. That's what Nassim says. He says, it's not like there's no many gears. There's no invested interest. He said, but you need to be really pure to be that. I mean, it's not a joke. It's not like, oh, he's a tzaddik. He's like, hard to know. That's why in Breslov there were three basic streams of who's a tzaddik. One stream, it's like there are different contradictions. It's not so clear what, and it could be that Nassim was trying to include everyone and anyone, which is like, so you have one stream that says there's a particular person or several people who really channel what's going on. They know. And you need one of these people or you're not really going to get it. The other stream says Rabbi Nachman was a tzaddik. Anyone after him was not as pure, and it's not, you need to be connected to Rabbi Nachman. That's the idea, taking his path and bringing it, starting to show into yourself. That's the other way. And the third, so that means like the books that say, learning the Sfarim, it's not a way of focusing. Learning the Sfarim, trying to do it, to channel it, bring it in. Those two different things. Then there's the third way, which is that I have no idea, like, I don't know who's right, I don't know. And, like, whichever way, it's fine. I don't have a problem with this one, I have a problem with that one. I'm just going to try to serve Hashem however I can. Do my best to bring the Sfarim and that into my soul, for sure. And follow my learning the Sfarim, do whatever I can. And try to be the way I should be. People who really work on themselves, and work on what they said, I haven't noticed a difference. I haven't yet met the person. So yeah, his students are, they're the highest. They're higher than anybody. These guys, they only go to a Nachman. They don't have a particular person who's their absolute leader, and they're doing it right though. They had their people who are guiding them, but they're much lower level than these guys. I haven't noticed a difference so much. Look, if you're really working, you get there. If you don't, you're not. You don't. It's up to you. It's up to you. So that's in terms of our thoughts.
Where is Rabbi Rishon?
I don't know.
So there were three levels.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he holds. I just know one thing for sure, and that is that if you have people who are the people you brought out from who knows where, and they need someone to be their leader, because, I mean, you're talking about someone who doesn't know not to throw a pot at someone. very often. And that's just what they saw in their house, and that's wrong. That's what they saw in his house. So, like, sometimes you need somebody to tell you what to do and tell you how to do it. So that sometimes that's enough of a reason, like, for someone to have to take an authority. And if you don't take authority, sometimes you could be ruining many, many, many souls. You have to be very careful to know what to do and how to do it. I mean, I was having this particular conversation with someone. If he holds this, he holds that. I said, you don't know what he holds. Because he might have to say one thing in order to pick people up. And I don't know what he actually holds. Sometimes the beginning of a person sacrificing for other people. If you really think about other people, maybe not really. Like, I don't care. I want to help other people. This is how I'm going to do it. So do it. You know? It doesn't matter so much. But I honestly don't know.
So if there's a guy who's making kiddush,
mm-hmm.
yeshiva educated, really knows his stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you have a guy who's a neophyte,
mm-hmm.
but he yearns, very strong, powerful yearning.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference in the quality of kiddush?
Of course. One is a quality kiddush, and one is a junk kiddush. The neophyte's a quality kiddush, and the other guy's a junk kiddush.
The yeshiva guy says a junk kiddush?
Mm-hmm. Not unless he's connected to what he's saying. I don't care what he knows. What else is? He says, the Rabbi Eliezer says, Halavai, I will die on the way to do a mitzvah. So the Rabbi says, on the way to do a mitzvah, not doing the mitzvah? Someone else says, no, he's always doing more mitzvahs. But he said, if you do a mitzvah, it's one thing. And it gives you an advantage. It gives you a certain supernal light. He said, but if you're on the way to something, if you're going, so you're yearning for something, you're one with that thing. So if you're going to Hashem, you're one with Hashem. You're on the way. I'm getting there. I'm trying. You're there. He said, the other guy, all he has, if he did the mitzvah, is the advantage of the mitzvah. But you're not one with Hashem now because you're not yearning for Hashem. So like I said, the neophyte who knows nothing, and he might be stuttering, he might be messing up the words, he didn't even take wine, he knows what he took, he knows what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't know if he's left and right. He's way better. Like, if that's a quality kiddush. Because he's doing it with this, doesn't mean he's always doing it that way, but this particular time, he's doing it with his whole heart. And the yeshiva guy, if he's like mostly thinking about who knows what, but God is not the paper, what kind of wine, or even halachic details, but he's not, you connected to Hashem, who are you talking about? Is the wine cooked? Isn't it cooked? Blah, 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 blah. Whatever he's thinking, he is not really there. And the people, like even the Brisker Rav, who was very, very medactic, he was very careful with halachic details, he worked it out. He had a lot of, he took things seriously, but he also had a lot of serenity. Yeah? People who dealt, he had a lot of serenity too. He wasn't always, he knew how important it is, but he wasn't in a situation where he was not, he came home and he was sad, I didn't do the mitzvah. Right, who knows? Their slogan one year, their slogan weren't so great. I think it was maybe in the Shemitah year, he didn't want to use a Shemitah, so I don't remember. And they brought a shipment from Egypt. Because those are better. They wouldn't let them in. They cover customs, you know, this is Israel, whatever. Whatever the reasons were, there were problems, they didn't have the right issue in the word, but who knows, whatever it is. So he sent from Lawrence, he said, you go get me those destroyed, I'm not like that already. So he came back every Yom Tov, he tried everything, and they're like, no way, we're not letting this open, we're not letting this open. I need an Esther. And there he said, no. So he came in every Yom Tov, expecting to be very upset, he's using the Esther, he holds the inferior. He's happy. He said, Rabbi, I didn't make it. I didn't marry. He said, oh, okay. What are we okay? I went all the way. I tried. It didn't work. What are we going to do? He said, we only have to make it ishtaras. We just have to, like, make an effort. We don't have to. Results, it's a sham. It's not us. You can't decide. Like, why should I be happy? I made an effort. Did my best. No, it's not. It's not up to me. It's up to Hashem. That's what the bridge goes. So he had a lot of surrender. Because there's a lot of connection. He can't be in a place where he's upset. He's, you know, you have to be yearning. You have to be on fire for Hashem. We want to be on fire for Hashem. We want to be real. I want to be with Hashem. So if I'm with Hashem, it's a different, totally different level of different thing. Otherwise, I don't care what you know. It's not knowing. It's not a matter of knowing. It's connected to Hashem. That's why Rosh Hashanah, whenever someone came to the Kotel, we put out a little paper, you know, they used to be the cardboard box, the yarmulkes, now they have these very thin cloth that says the Kotel Authority, whatever, right? You look in person and say, who knows if this tefillah is going to be real? And so they go way ahead of mine. I know all the details. Very nice. And he was this person who always thinking of Hashem, also. He's been still, if he puts his whole heart in it, really, he's going way, I don't know, I'm not really. no, I'm not. I try, but I'm not there. We're not there. We have to. So yes, there's a big difference. that's the same Abdullah in all these bechinas. The person really cares. Really, it bothers him, and like he goes way beyond. Like the and even the details of the halacha sometimes. It's not a safe way to go travel. You shouldn't do it this way specifically, but it's safer with the details. But it's possible to overcome even that if he doesn't know better. It's a story with story. I guess I'll tell the one with the older man. There's an older man who used to do the Kohen. He used to do Birkas Kohanim on Yom Tov only in Chutzarts, right? He came up to Birkas Kohanim, and instead of saying Vishmarecha, I think I spoke about the story not too long ago, I remember. Instead of saying, right? Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Hashem should bless you and protect you. Instead of saying Yishmerecha, he said Vishmadecha, which means he should destroy you or make you convert to some other religion. That's not such a great bracha. So the rabbi heard this bracha and he said, well, the answer is very nice. He said, I don't think that you should be doing this planning. Maybe next time to tomorrow, I think you should just, you shouldn't step up for it because this little interpretation needs to be a little different than the way you pronounce it. There's a difference in terms of meaning, so I don't think that you're going to train yourself with it one day, and we'll see about the next time. Okay, Rabbi, whatever you say. So he went to sleep, and he had a dream, and he was on a level. He was in a different city. He said, you better make sure he goes to the Brooks Quantum, and nobody asked you to be officially a middle. He doesn't know better, just make sure he does Brooks Quantum. Even though he's saying what he's saying, he's always saying. Because sometimes he does much better. It's another story. They're also the same idea of a person who was watching, used to watch cattle. So he had a little education when he was younger. He didn't really know how to daven. He would get out, you know, so some scholar would stay by him. He was a very sympathetic, good person. He sees this guy getting up in the morning, washing his hands. Maybe he said, Bodani, I don't even know. And then he said, Master of the world, if you had cows, you know, I work for a living, I work hard watching cows. If you had cows, I'd wash them for food. So the guy's like, oh my god, that's his whole prayer. I mean, come on. Somebody afterwards, he sat with him and he's very understated. He's the sitter and he's like, hey, you know how to read. Well, more or less, yeah, kind of, whatever. So he showed him the minimum, Doshama, Ashishama, whatever he would say. He said, I don't know what he's saying. Oh, there are rules of prayer. No one really taught him so much. He did have a stavra or something he didn't really know. No one told him. Alright, thank you so much. He went on his way, the scholar. Again, he also had a dream. This is from very early source. I said, see him. The one we showed him. And I said, you go back to him, and you tell him to go back to his prayer. Hashem liked it like it's like sacrifice. Hashem liked it better than all the rest. He said, because he dropped the papers, and he doesn't pray like you said, and he feels embarrassed to say his old prayer because of what you said. And Hashem loved his prayer more than anything. You can't get in, you can't get in someone's way. Sometimes the person simple does something, he's even making a mistake, and way ahead. It's another famous story with Arizal. Same idea also. The person would give, you leave something on a Kodesh. Hashem is a sacrifice to you, he'd say, tears in his eyes, to chalas or something, I don't know, whatever it was. So the rabbi was there. He said, wow.
Sometimes you listen to him, many times, when they told me it's very regular, so my mind is so clear. Very good with the Shmona Esra. It's because there's no Yetzirah. When you pray in the Indian,
no, because there's a difference.
It's difficult to concentrate.
It's because it's usually for most people, it's because it's just a different new scene. It's something new, so it's easier. It's also a little bit more relaxed, but when you go with the minion, usually when you daven with a minion, you're going to find that Ravobin would say, he said, most people talking about davening alone, he said, usually if you're not forced to, he said, the davening gets much lower, it doesn't go better, it starts to, so he sees it's less than a minion too. The Yitzhar has ways of making shortcuts, even if a few months to do it, then it falls apart. There's a doctrine about it, like we were saying before, the guy, he didn't drop a drop, so he said, I wanted to hear daven, and the minion, I feel like it's not genuine. So you spend 8 years davening alone. You know, Kippur Hashanah also, davening alone. I want to train myself to daven like a real Jew. If you're there, fine. Most people, it's going to affect them badly. I need that minion to pick this up.
You're saying for myself,
no, it's just because, again,
you stay, you relax, Nobody turn off the light. I didn't have time for the Shmoy Nesli.
It's good. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. But like again, usually most people, it's not a good idea. That's from most experience.
Yeah. So
the sin, the worst sin, who did daven alone? So I want daven, focus on davening. Okay, if that's what you think you should do, again, you have Abdullah to figure out where you are. And then like the Basha says, the Frasha is like separating Abdullah and Abtaka. Maybe Abdullah, Hafrasha, and Abtaka. Maybe that's the order. First you separate, then you throw out what's bad, take what's good, and then the sweet what's negative. Actually, that's the question. So he put in these two loaves. So the rabbi also, he said, what are you doing? He said, well, instead of the Hashem used to have these two loaves, or whatever, 12 loaves, whatever it is, I'm giving him the... He said, what are you talking about? What are you doing? He's putting it on the Kodesh. You're not allowed to put something profane on the Kodesh. You're not allowed to sanctify something today. He said, no, they're gone. Every Artek, before Friday night services, they're always gone. He said, there's a Shamash cleaning here. If you sit here, you'll still take your loaves. So the Shamash came in and took his loaves. So the guy was a little bit, you know, probably very upset. Listen, he was trying, he's like, makes him feel like an idiot. So he also got a dream. He said, you had 24 hours to set up your affairs, you're leaving the world. Embarrassed this man, you stopped for Shem's Nachasuach, and you can't get it back. No one asked you to get involved. I don't know, sometimes a person does more with a little something, if he's sincere, than anything you can imagine. It's not a safe way to go, though. The safest way to go is to do things with the details, but try to get the heart of it. That's the safest, best way. But there are people who do their best. That's all you need to do is your best. So if he really wakes up his yearning, he really wants, and we maybe can't even tell who that is, where it is, but if he is, he's in a very hard place. He's not under the place. If he really wants Hashem, nothing he can't do. He says, you're not allowed to do malacha before you do Abdullah. You can't do malacha. Shamish needs to light a candle. So you could see from Mayav, you used to not have a candle before. No candle. He said, so what does he do? He said already at Tachanatanu so he can light a candle, or Brachamatu, of course. But some say, even after Tachanatanu, he should say Amadu without Shem Malchus, and that's what's proper. Say Baruch Madna Kosh Lachol. That's what we say.
Before I light the candle.
That's okay. Pay attention to the people of your household. Better be careful. Don't make a melacha without saying Baruch Madna Kosh Lachol. I wonder if that works too. It could be that if you said Baruch Madna Kosh Lachol and they had in mind, that it'll work for them. It'll work for them. You didn't even say on me nothing. I just realized that. I think that's correct. So someone might not say, maybe it's better just to say, exactly, not to what was being yesterday, not to say doing Abdullah, but just at least say, Baruch Hamad Mekosh Lechol. Shabbos Zohar, Baruch Hamad Mekosh Lechol. You know, you don't have to say it, and then you can do Malacha. That might work too. That might be better idea. Yeah. They don't have to even light up a candle. If I have someone in my house who wants to do Malacha, and he might not say, Baruch Hamad Mekosh Lechol, then he might not care if I ask him to say. So I can say, Baruch Hamad Mekosh Lechol. I'd say Shabbos is over. If one of the melacha, I'm going to say Brachamad because Chol. It's going to anyone can do melacha. You just be Otsi. You want to say Amen? Fine. You don't have to say. I mean, Otsi just like kids, just like Abdullah. That works. That could work. That'll work too. Just remember, it's a better solution. I would do it if I have the situation. I'll do it. Fine. It's proper. Not you shouldn't light candle kabbalistically. Till after Tiskabel. After Tiskabel, Kaddish after Uvotzion, that we say, after Avata Kadosh, so then you just light a candle. Kabbalistically before them, it's preferable not to light a candle. Yep. And Kor Chaim takes a remnant from this. Alright, first of all, he says, again, Kabbalistically, what you're doing with Abdullah. You're throwing out the klipa. It's proper. not do any malachas. You want to have the malacha without no klippah. Goodbye. Motzi Shabbos, because there is so much potential for lifting on Shabbos, we sort of let down after Shabbos, so we have to be careful. That's the time when it's easy to fall away. It's easy to get messed up. That's important as far. So therefore, he says, listen, first to Abdullah, then malacha. You don't want, first Abdullah, then malacha. Not before. That's the Makor Chaim says, first of all. That's what we've spoken about that before. He said, but there's a remez also here, and not doing malacha before Abdullah. He said, what's the remez? He said, the remez is, there's a hint. He said, first Abdullah, then malacha. Malacha is melech Hashemah. When you need to do something, he said, it's always better to have understanding for people to work out differences. Work out what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing, how I should be doing, how I shouldn't be doing. So the wine represents the mochin, the understanding. He said, it's not only mochin, it also presents all sorts of different titles. The person wants this, someone wants that. He's supposed to realize that this is very enticing. I have to pick this up for Hashem and do Havdalah when I'm enjoying something. It should be for Hashem, it should be the right way, the right amount. Not, I don't have to eat the whole pizza pie because I like pizza, I can have a little bit, I can have, or not bother, or whatever, each person point to his level. She said, that even before you do Melech HaShemayim, you really should do Havdalah. So if possible, make Havdalah. So always, that's the, you know, Chazon Lublin, before he did any Torah, it's really, he did Teshuvah. So first Havdalah, first Teshuvah, then, you know, then Torah, then your mitzvah. So you want to do impurity. So you have to throw out the house, do Teshuvah. So Havdalah. That's what Makor Chaim is saying. He said, but sometimes, he said, what about if you need to do a malacha? You say, Baruch Hamadah B'Kodesh L'Chol. You say, Hashem, you are the one who enables someone to differentiate between Kodesh L'Chol. So I'll do the malacha if I have to, and rely on you to help me through the Torah to do it the right way. The good in the Torah, the light in the Torah, should bring me to good. He said, if you did Abdullah and Chonin Adas, you have understanding, you did Abdullah there, that's good enough also. You already have a certain level of Abdullah, understanding how much, how to use material things and how to pick up spiritual things. That's the Makor Chaim. Two different bechinas on this. It's about Malach. That's the remez. I guess I'm just spiritual going out. The other people you teach. So Chaim tells us what? I have a teacher, the Al-Shikh. Al-Shikh is like, holy of holies, Kodesh Kadosh. I mean, the reason we're standing at the Al-Shikh's drasha. And he was telling all about love, for example. Famous story. And the reason was laughing. All his conniving, how he tried to just get him around him that way and the other way, another, learn the verse this way and that way. So, why are you laughing? He said, love and standing next to the altar. He said, yep, I did that too. That's right. That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I meant. I mean, something like this is really holy. You know, who knows where he is? He's in a very high place. He said, he's my teacher. He's one of the Gedolei Hador. He's one of the biggest people in our generation. I'm like a little, like a pitcher, like compared to him. You're telling me you're teaching me and not him? It doesn't mean it. I don't understand. What is, can this mean? So he says something very interesting. He says, you know, huh? The Arif said maybe. Maybe it is.
So this is,
I don't remember.
I didn't draw, yeah. Was,
oh, the drasha? Sure, in Al-Shikh. I didn't know what you meant.
That drasha, what?
I think so. Presumably. Yep. The Ari says he was supposed to be mashtim tosh v'chsam, and he did. Very big Indian. He had drush, not lovan. The Al-Shikh. Drush, the bechina drush in the Torah. That's what he does. That's what's his bechina. Whatever he wrote is really strong stuff.
They
told me that he couldn't agree to the MS, and he's still trying to fool me with that.
Oy.
Yep.
He says,
you can't really tell. I think all the psukim works out. He works through everything. Even Tos Moshe. I can't pretend to be an expert in Al-Shikh. There was a breast of a chassid with Moshe Al-Shikh who learned the Al-Shikh all the time. I learned a lot of Al-Shikh. I hear that miracle, I don't remember what it was. It was a trans miracle for me. Here it is.
Do you go from Kiddush to Haggadah?
What?
That's my kingdom before.
Yeah,
Kiddush, right?
But I'm doing Kiddush in the Ari. In the Ari, I'm doing Kiddush. We did a lot of Kiddush today, actually. 30, 40 minutes. We do the Chesed Avram summer in the Ari in the midst of Shabbos. So we're up to Kiddush. And then we do Spirit of the Law. Spirit of the Law is now where, towards the end of Abdullah. We'll probably have one more session, not tomorrow. Tomorrow we're not having. So probably Thursday we'll do another session. Probably finish it, hopefully. Radio or Sunday, something like that. Finish Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos, and then we'll move on to Dibri Chol. Lots of speech on Shabbos, and then Motzei. It goes, you know, it moves, it doesn't. It moves, they move. Ben Shachai every week is a different world, you're not in the same place anymore. If it didn't finish in the Chassidus, it changed. So the recently very fascinating. He said, one time I said to my master, how could I, a petty, how could I be so foolish, such a fool to believe myself, that you can't find anyone the whole generation except me? I mean, like, come on, that sounds ridiculous. Teaching you Kabbalah, I mean, it's like, I don't understand it. He said, I know myself. I know what I've done and where I've been and where I'm holding. He said, I'm not worthy like Rav Yosef Karo, the author of Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he's alive now. He's the author of Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef. You can't pick him, just me? He said, how about the Radbaz? He was your Rebbe. He taught you. He wrote the Shittim Kubetis. I mean, this person's holy. Shittim Kubetis, we have only a little of Shittim Kubetis. He wrote the whole Shas. He wrote everything like that. Depth, every detail worked through. I mean, it's the reason in Zvachim used to have a Shittim Kubetis that was more expanded. And it also showed what the Ari said and I'm making a mistake. Shittim Kubetz was written by Bitzal Ashkenazi. The Radbaz, apparently, I guess he was also Rabcha, he also taught the Ari's, I don't remember. But the Radbaz was, he's actually the person who says, I think he's the Machmir, right? I think he's the Machmir. He has a famous talk in Shemitah. But actually, yeah, he was a very great authority around the time of the Ari. And he was, I guess he was a teacher of the Ari, certainly lived in that time. The Shemitah was a Ashkenazi. But he wasn't, huh? Yeah.
Some of the
Rizal. The Bitzal Ashkenazi. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's Rachim, it says who said what. But actually, the Radbaz, your teacher, the Alshech, my teacher, I know where he is, he's one of the Gevel Ador. Everyone knows who's the Gevel Ador. I'll tell you. There's Kairo, the Alshech, the Radbaz. So you come to me, and whatever, however old he was, I don't know, whatever age, not very old. And you say, I'm on a level way, like, how am I on a level way ahead of him? How? How could it be? And there's other great people. He said, anyone I want to draw near to me will draw near to me. Right? They're begging. They want very much to spend time learning. All these people were in spots and they wanted to be part of the Chabura. The Rebbe was telling the Chaim Vital, I want to only teach you and you can teach them. And he's like a young man. They're the Dolei Ador. He said, they're all wanting to bang down my door. He said, tell me, V'chimak korav ha'elecha imi me'olam. In what way were you ever close to me that I should prefer you for some reason? Why would I ever just, oh, I want you more? Why? Whatever for? What pleasure do I have from you? What benefit do I have from saying you're the one? Nothing. What's the point? Why would I do that and just make it up? He said, I would have a big honor. If I were to bring these people, say, you're the ones, and teach them. Oh, he's the teacher of the Gadol Ador. He's only 30, whatever, the Sarizal. And he teaches the Gadol Ador. He's the big Kabbalist, the big... He said, but I don't do that. He said, there's a reason why. He said, this should tell you that I didn't pick you for nothing. I have reasons. I'm not lying. You're the one. You have an advantage over all of them. over the Beis Yosef, over the Al Shalom, you are more preferable for this than that. Don't think, this is a very powerful thing. Al tachshuv v'limcha kimalas b'nei adam hi kifi das abrios. Don't think that a person's greatness is what other people believe in him. That shows he's great. That shows he's not great. Lav davka. V'ilu yadata kama hu min hisdor yishuv v'adam ha'ishu tzmiya. If you knew how many people have blemishes which are hidden, you'd be surprised how much they need to work on. Who really worked? Who's really who really hasn't changed? Who's really holy? Who's not? I don't want to tell people secrets, though. It's not my place. You should know. I calibrated and worked out each one of them. I put them on the scale. Who is most worthy to teach? I was unable to find a vessel which was pristine and clean and worthy like you. It's enough for this. I can't give you a running why on the soul level from you compared to the people you said, but you are more worthy than them for this. Regarding this, it says a person sees what he sees with his eyes of flesh, but Hashem sees in the heart and knows. Therefore, be strong, b'lechein chazak b'yamitz, levavcha, v'samach b'chelik nafshecha v'malasa, v'davazel. Be so happy, strengthen yourself, be encouraged, encourage your heart, make yourself happy in your greatness.
Who was speaking to
the Rizal, to Rav Chaim Vital, and Shaul Gulin.
To the Rizal, to
Rav Chaim Vital. And what we're saying is, I can't really know much. I know that the person's great in Torah, I might know the person's able to do things in Tzadik. So again, we come back to Havdalah. I can't know the greatness of my soul except from the barriers I have to face and overcome. When a person has barriers for whatever reason, in whatever way, it means he's got a great soul.
He's got a great soul.
That's what the Rebbe says. Yeah, barriers is the way you could tell. I'm so hard, and he's like, who knows where. He has a higher soul than a guy who's like you said, he's a scholar, what do you mean? Like his father knows, he knows. Pretty powerful, no problem, he didn't have any trouble, no embarrassment. Everything's pretty even keel for him. It's not a great soul. He might know every cross, every T, dot every I. He might know every detail, and it's very good. But it depends how hard you work and how hard you have to deal with barriers. When a person has to deal with barriers, he's the person who's the higher soul. Not the person who doesn't. Not the person who can't. The one who has the barriers. He's the one who's the higher soul. Now, we don't really know. Later on, he says, he explains to him, and it's later on. So now, the Rebbe uses this concept in a very powerful, practical way. Don't write yourself off. Don't say, because I fall on this and that, and this is very hard for me, I'm redeemable and not redeemable. Why aren't I like him? Why aren't I like him? So no, that's your greatness. And you have to down to Hashem and be very patient until you overcome the problem, because you have it harder. You have more potential, so you have it harder. So therefore, it's always possible to fix. There's no such thing as you can't fix it. And it's always possible. There's no way to know like what's pushing. He says even more. He says even more later on. Believe it just for this though, it's almost the time. But actually, yeah, that's the first thing. That's this aspect of never, you should never ever give up. And you have to know that when it's hard, when you have barriers, you're facing barriers because you are great, not because you are lowly. We think we have barriers, we are subet, right? We have like seconds. We have something that went back to the shop, it's like no good. So it's hard, you know. When you have a car, it's a lemon, right? The lemon, and you have barriers in your pocket. When you have a good car, so it goes good. When the car is no good, that's not how it is, it's the opposite. When you have a lemon, it means you have a very powerful soul, and they don't want to let you out of the clippers. So the only way to let you get into this world is when you have all these challenges and difficulties. and it might be experience, and it might be whatever it might be. It might be upbringing, family, it might be lots of things. But the bottom line is, when a person has whatever barriers they are, that's because I have greatness in me. So that's enough. So be very patient. Very patient. Very patient. So that's one very, very important thing of, I don't really know where I'm holding. And that's really what it comes down to. It's own mahalach, it's own thing. The Rebbe says, you don't know where you are. You don't know who you are. Why should you be discouraged? Because I did this, because I didn't do this, because I fell here, because I fell there. I don't know who I am. Who am I? When should learn them? I don't know who I am. I don't know what I am. I just see a lot of barriers. That shows greatness. Hold on. You know, but that's the best Rebbe says. You don't know. Don't be afraid. Go ahead and you just do your best. Be sincere, be real, don't say, well, I can go to McDonald's. What's the difference? Chas v'shalom, that's not the idea. That's a challenge for you, and I don't know where you're holding, but generally speaking, you're not supposed to say, I'll just do whatever I want. I can mug somebody, I can pick someone's pocket, because, you know, who knows where I'm holding, you know, it has to be real. We can't tell another person, like I said, Hashem sees in the person's heart. Hashem sees in the person's heart. We don't see it in the person's heart. We don't know. But I have to know I cannot let myself be discouraged. I have to just keep on pushing and trying and trying to push it. And that's the story that Rebbe would tell of the this guy was robbed, right? The robberies. He kept being robbed. A series of robberies. The guy took all his stock and story. He opened the less stock and another time he had a stall and he had a little push cart. And then he's walking around with like a bag of stuff left. And the same robber comes again to take his things, takes it, and this time the horse trips, he dies, and he gets everything back. And that's what the Rebbe says. If you just hold on, you're being robbed, but you're powerless and you're having a hard time because of your source. If you hold on, you keep trying, that Hashem wants you to do. He doesn't want you to do things that are inhuman and impossible. He wants you to do your best with who you are and with where you are. That's why it comes back down to the message. If you want to be happy, you have to be happy with who you are now. You can't say, if I learn Shas, if I did, if I stop being such a jerk, if I stop this problem, that problem, then I'll be happy. Not that, no. You have to be happy no matter what. No matter what. And that's really, again, this is the beginning of knowing, I don't know where I am. I don't know who I am. I don't know. I just know I have a lot of barriers, and I need to work very hard on overcoming the barriers. And keep on working. Keep on working, not letting go, no matter what. I'm not going to let go. Not going to let go. That's today's passage. Tomorrow, we'll continue. It's another one. It's going to be so in this issue.